play the game, has fun playing the game, and just happens to be a very good player as well.
What's happened? And just last thing for me, I mean, the international flavor of the draft. You've got a kid from Arizona gone first. 11 Americans, 4 Finns now in the first round. I mean,
well, you know what? Honestly, I think you know the Austin Matthews thing is still a byproduct of Winnipeg because obviously with the you know, with the Jets 1.0 going there, it gave him a chance to you know, to develop it. But I think it speaks volumes. I think to you know to when you expose young people to this game, it's infectious. It's a fast game. It's an exciting game, and the more we can expose it to top athletes, I think the better.
I mean, 20 years ago, could you have imagined an Arizona born?
Yeah, no, you know, 20 years ago, I certainly didn't think I was sitting here. Right. 20 years ago, I was almost sitting here, I think. But, you know, but you know, again, I think it's a testament to doing it. And you listen to, you know, reading some of the stories and seeing some of the things on him from a training standpoint, and it's nice to see that, you know, the way he came up and trained and the way, you know, like he did some small ice things and just some non-traditional things in training and he still came out as a great player. I think that's a fantastic message.
Thanks, Kevin.
For a finish. A couple more guys.
Sure.
A little late, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
So what make you choose?
Ah, you know, again, there's so many things that, you know, that obviously from our standpoint made us real excited to have the opportunity to select Patrick. But, again, I think it was, you know, how he plays the game on the big stage. You know, it's like it seemed like the bigger the game, the better he played. And, you know, to me, that's the sign of a player that can become a very, very good player at the National Hockey League level. Watching him play, you know, at the World Championships against men, you know, you really saw how he could handle himself and how, you know, those guys couldn't get him off his game, you know, and he played it. And that doesn't even start to, you know, talk about the skill side of it, which, you know, obviously he has tremendous skill. It's an exciting time for our franchise and to be able to have him in, as part of our family.
There's more and more players starting really early in the NHL now. Do you feel that he can start the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's someone that I think you'll see him at the World Cup. I think he'll have, you know, certainly a presence there, and that's going to be obviously with, you know, with all the top-end players at the National Hockey League level. You know, we've had young players come through our organization that, you know, we felt, you know, maybe weren't physically ready. That's not a problem with him. The physical standpoint is there. He's a big, big body. You know, and I think, you know, even through one summer of training, he's only going to get that much stronger.
You bring up a few things about him, but what was the deal maker, you think, of this?
Oh, the deal maker happened for me when I won the lottery, really. You know, like it was something for us that our decision in our mind was made up very quickly. And it was interesting because, you try to keep the intrigue and the drama around the draft and not tip your hat. But I had a little fun with it as well. And you know, I think deep down, you know, Patrick knew that if he wasn't taking number one, he was going to be going number two because we had, you know, we had some really good meetings at the combines. It was very, very at ease, very, you know, very much natural. So it was exciting.
Thank you.